Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast.
Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of I Get By With Little Help From My Trends, or for Miles, I Get High With Little Help From My Trends, because you smoke weed, man.
No, I don't.
What?
Who said that?
Oh,
I'm running for mayor.
Right.
And I've been sober since I was a baby.
I'm Jack. That is Miles.
And I am running for mayor.
He is running for mayor and does not smoke weed. Stop spreading those filthy rumors, KD didn't.
Stop spreading those rumors. I'm not on a show called 420 Day Fiancé. It's all it's all lies.
It's about how many days it feels like sometimes these people.
it's us talking. It's
about shit. Like, yeah, you are having a long engagement. What if you just planned it exactly 420?
Oh, shit, dude.
You got to do it, man. All right.
That's so bad. Oh, man, the show's been canceled. Great.
Republicans are trending. They stay petty. Yeah. They are. So, like, there's that first address. It's not really the State of the Union. Is that what we're dealing with here?
It's his first address to Congress as president.
I remember this was the one that Trump knocked out of the park by phonetically reading the speech in a very dry manner. That was, I think that was the birth of the tonight Donald Trump became president meme, but maybe it was like 100 things before that. But
if
anyways,
it may have been the State of the Union, or maybe the second one after his like spooky white supremacy menagerie show of like, and this is someone whose child was killed by MS-13.
Oh yeah, maybe.
Remember that? Remember that?
Oh yeah. Speech? I thought that was one of the states of the
It may, I mean, look, it's fucking what's his face saying that shit, so.
Yeah, yeah. Who was it? Was it
Van Jones, I think?
Van Jones.
Yeah.
All right. So the Republicans have decided they're just not even going to show to this thing.
No, they don't care. They don't need to. It's. Yeah. I think a lot of it, you know, the reason being is like the House isn't in session or Congress isn't in session during that time. So a lot of people are using the excuse of like, well, I'm going to be in my district. Oh, really? Because so many of you are in district so much. But saying that that's why, and so I'm not going to be able to make it. Tom Cotton, senator bringing the army, when asked if he was going to be there, he replied, ha, no comment. Senator Joni Ernst from Iowa, she said, not that I'm aware of. I don't think I'll probably attend. Okay. Then you have other people like Greg Pence of Mike Pence fame, brother, saying, I'm not going to be there. I have a Lincoln Day dinner back at home. Oh God, so a lot of just petty bullshit, which is fine. Like, whatever. Like, if you don't want to go, you don't want to go.
Right.
Like, but I think the interesting thing is that, like, it started off with the Republicans being like, well, can you reschedule it?
Right.
Because, like, it's not going to work for us. And then because it's a pandemic, they aren't going to pack the chamber out fully, like go full cap chamber in there. So they're saying, yeah, it's going to be selective. So you're going to need tickets to this. And they're like, well, I don't see why I need tickets. And then that turned into, well, I'm not going to be there then.
Did they? Okay. So did they reschedule it for the Republicans?
No. Okay. They were like, no, just fucking be there. If you're going to be there, be there. So the president is addressing Congress, which is what you're part of. But I think at the end of the day, like, I'm sure conservatives will also be like, people didn't go to some of Trump's things. It's like, let's, because they're 1-to-1. They're, even though they're 0.95-to-1 comparisons. But, yeah, we get it. It's the outrage. The outrage.
Wait, Tom Cotton is 6'5"? Who's the one who's tiny? Josh Hawley?
Maybe. I know Tom Cotton looks like just some fucked up scarecrow.
Oh, yeah, he does. Wow. He's like mostly neck. There's usually Republicans who don't have necks, and then
he's all neck.
This dude who's all neck. Yeah, shout out to him.
He's 6'5"?
Yeah, 6'5".
Oh, my God. I hope he gets fucking dunked on.
A very tall person like that. I feel like they become 40% more successful just based on
their height.
Yeah. People are just like, well, they're big, so they probably got this.
What, are you going to disagree with him? He's physically tall, right. Even though he's saying racist shit. I don't know. He's 6'5", but his knees look weak as shit. Did you see him go up the stairs? He looks wobbly.
Take him out.
I would love to just see him try and go up with Embiid. Okay.
Oh,
he's driving the lane and he's like, you know what? I'm going to block this. No, you're not. And I just wanted to Photoshop that.
I need Doc to sit and beat. He's looking tired out there.
Look, he's got a lot of work. He's been having to do a lot of work.
Yeah. Without Simmons, they're not as good. Turns out it helps to have the best defensive player in the league out there with you. Anyways.
Hey, come on. Stay confident, man. Stay confident.
Oh, yeah. I'm still feeling all right. I think he'll get past the second round. No, he will not get the MVP.
Okay.
Because of the missing the 18 games and all that shit. Yeah. Let's see what... So, in culture war news that is actually very old news, but apparently still at it, the Wisconsin's... Glenn Grothman is using his time on the House floor. Glenn Grothman, hell yeah. Is using his time on the House floor to bring up Cardi B's Grammys performance.
Yeah. This is, just listen, we're in April of 2021. The Chauvin verdict was read this week. An anti-hate crime bill was signed this week. But this is what these dusty ass Republicans, all they got, I got something to say, and this is what he had to say.
I received complaints in my office, and rightfully so, about Cardi B and the Grammys. They wonder why we are paying the FCC if they feel that this should be in living rooms across the nation. I realize that Kamala Harris has used her fame to promote this performer, but I assure the FCC that millions of Americans...
Hold on. Kamala Harris
has used
nothing
her fame?
To do... With Cardi B being, what, is she write Bodak Yellow? The
right.
fuck are you talking about? Did she cast her on Love and Hip Hop all those years ago to give her? Anyway, I'm sorry.
Is that just, like, is there any association? Did she just, like, approve of, like, song or something?
Who knows? It's just, I think it's just because. I mean,
they're both women of color that scare them?
Black women hang out.
Yeah.
They must promote each other. I'll let him continue his nonsense.
Americans would view her performance as inconsistent with basic decency. Wake up, FCC, and begin to do your job. The moral decline of America is partly due to your utter complacency.
No, the yeah, exactly. To your utter complacency. Your complacency with a, but doesn't, it's actually, you can't be complacent because you're not actually looking for anything to change. So you're just a old piece of shit. So thanks for that. Also, the Grammys were 6 fucking weeks ago.
That's so funny to hear, like a sleepwalking, like impacted large intestine be like, wake up, anybody.
Decline. 6 weeks ago, fool, you farting up there on mic for nothing. Oh, I mean, boy. And the other thing is too, a lot of people pointed out, like Dua Lipa and Ariana Grande, they weren't exactly chaste.
Yeah, but for some reason that didn't bother me as much.
Yeah, maybe because they aren't black and they're not coming for Trump's throat. So I have nothing to say about that. It's just so transparent. Again, it's tired. But there they go. This is like they're grasping at the same fucking straws now. Yeah, it's like, bro, 6 weeks ago? Like, what are they going to talk about Colin Kaepernick in like a month, I bet.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. That's what,
like, as if it's happening now. Not to be like, Colin Kaepernick set off, blah, blah, blah. He's in there like, and there's Colin Kaepernick. It's like, oh my God, y'all just say these buzz names to get your outrage takes out.
I mean, and they're so, like, the Democrats have a president. It, like, they are controlling, like, you should have enough to talk about with just whatever your objection is as a politician.
But you know how, they can't talk about Joe Biden because that will bring people's attention to some of the policies that are polling well. It's the same thing that's happening on Fox. Like, they can't even be like, fuck Joe Biden. They're like, man, shut the fuck up about Joe Biden or people are going to fucking figure something. They're going to look at, like, what's going on. So they got to pivot to all this other wacky nonsense.
Did Biden announce recently that he's going to run in 2024? That he's not going to hand it off? I read that somewhere. And by read it, I mean I overheard it. Overheard someone say
in a hipster coffee shop.
Yeah, and I exactly
overheard.
That's where I get all my. Shop. That's how I prep for these.
So Joe just go Biden's to, running in 2024, according to Buzz in this hipster coffee shop.
Anyways, shout out to that man, Grothman. The Oscars are on Sunday. If you missed the episode earlier this week, they're going to be weird. They're like being conceived of as a experimental film directed by Steven Soderbergh. Very just like, it could be a thing where he's like talking it up and then it's not going to be as weird as he claims, but he's saying that like each presenter is going to be playing a version of themselves and there's going to be like a narrative through line, all of which I hate, like as far as like ideas for what to do with the Oscars, but I will be watching because that sounds like a real clusterfuck.
Like I said on that episode, it's either going to be all good and you're going to be like, holy shit, that was
damn, so high concept.
It was entertaining, or it's going to be all bad.
Right.
And I don't care either one. I might watch purely for that, but I don't know. Part of me just like, fucking, who cares?
Fuck it, who cares
about these award shows? they completely left us out of the nominations.
I know, man. It still stings a little bit. It still stings.
I was like, you're going to not take my cell phone video from the Toronto live show and let me submit that as a documentary, feature-length documentary?
Both a snub and a flub. It's being called.
It's international
by us right now. Yeah.
Whatever. You know what? Another day. Another day.
Did you watch any of the nominees for Best Picture?
Started Nomadland, and then I fell asleep. Not because I was boring. I was just like, I was irresponsible and just put it on like way too late in the day. But I'll probably do some watching this weekend. I always get like a couple binge panic sessions in, so my idea of what's happening is somewhat based in what's happening.
Right.
But yeah.
I couldn't bring myself to watch Mank. I couldn't convince Sarah, my wife, to complete Mank with me. So to complete Mank with me. That sounds like a weird
ritual. She won't
complete ritual.
Mank with me. That's like something Ben Shapiro would say.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
She won't complete the
She won't complete this Jodorowsky's Dune documentary I wanted to see.
Which I was glad that she wouldn't, because I didn't feel like watching the rest of that shit. So we watched Chinatown instead. I hadn't seen that in a while.
Old school.
It's also good. I like to watch a movie that is like a case in point of why the Oscars don't matter. And that is a movie that came out the same year as Godfather 2. I'm not going to complain that Godfather 2 won any awards over it. I am going to complain, however, that in the best acting category, it was Jack Nicholson from Chinatown up against Al Pacino from Godfather 2. And the award goes to Art Carney from Harry and Tonto. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Nailed it.
That ain't good.
Yeah, I don't even... That movie might not exist. I'm not sure.
Harry and Tonto?
It's about a man traveling the country with his cat. So,
wow.
You know, a classic that has gone on to dissipate from the culture like a fart in the wind. Although I've said this before and people have been like, actually, Harry and Tonto is really good. The cat actually should have been nominated. I'll shut the fuck up until watch
Harry
and Tonto.
Don't talk shit about Ellen Burstyn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never. But man, Chinatown is fucking good. Especially having lived in LA for like a decade now, it's Chinatown really hits, bro.
I mean, look, crack open your script writing books because you know they love to talk about Chinatown in any script writing book.
Yeah, yeah.
Or at least Robert McKee does in story for those of us who thought they were going to be writers. RT this.
Hell No is trending. Why is that?
Why is a Hell No trending?
Hell No.
Most of them have to do with Caitlyn Jenner running for governor. So whether it's like, okay, you're a trans woman running as a Republican who I'm not sure you've seen what their agenda is at the moment with trans people, but yet that's the part. Okay. So a lot of people are just like, hell no, I'm off this. This doesn't even make sense. Cool. I don't know who put you up to this, but it sounds like she's got a lot of Trump people around her. So that's very interesting. Got some real pros on that campaign staff for sure.
Yeah. I hate this. And I hope it is a catastrophic failure.
I don't know why. I don't know what the logic is, because you can tell with some of the people that are part of this staff that it's like very much from the MAGA wing of like the Republican Party. And if their logic is that by having a trans person run as a Republican, that would immediately neutralize people's perception or just the fact of the party's platform and the way they're like ideologically moving, like would just be like, oh yeah, no, like that Caitlyn Jenner's a Republican. What are you talking about? We're not trans. We're not anti-trans.
Right. Yeah.
And I think it might be because that's how they're like, no, get Tim Scott. See, there's a black guy. There's a black senator who's a Republican. Come on, guys. What's going on? What are you saying? So yeah, it all just stinks and it just feels so off and like not for the right reasons for anybody involved. So yeah, hell no to that.
And finally, masks outdoors are trending. There's a story. It's not clear if we're supposed to be wearing masks outdoors or not. Health officials are saying we're probably okay not to wear them because transmission outside is low. People are kind of worried about that and saying, but it's not zero. Let's play it safe, you know. Let's wear masks outdoors.
I'm about to be vaccinated, like, you know, like I've already been able to see a couple people who have been fully vaccinated now, and like that's all happening. I'm like, yo, you know what we need to do is go to City Walk with no masks on. Like, no, man, fucking come over. I have so much anxiety about going out there, like let's kick it in the yard or whatever the fuck. But like,
right,
fuck. Like, I'm not dying to be mask-free places. And honestly, it's
It's allowed some of the weirdest facial hair growth possible for me when I know the only people seeing my face are unfortunately you and Anna and the people who have to be on these Zoom calls when we record this podcast.
If you don't want me to look at your face, I don't have to.
And Her Majesty. No, no, it's all good. But then I realized when I got in public, I'm covered up and they don't know I got the spooky cheek hair.
Oh, you got spooky cheek hair? I didn't. Yeah. I haven't noticed.
Oh, thank you. No, you're so kind. Sweetie, thank you for saying that. That's why this works. You can tell, you know I have spooky cheek hair, Jack, but you didn't just admit it.
I think it highlights your jawline really well.
It actually highlights underneath your cheekbones because it doesn't grow in all the way.
All right. That is what is trending this Friday afternoon. We are back Monday with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask inside and outside. Mm-hmm. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast.
Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.